Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Daily Wisdom with Tony Henley. Today, we look at Proverbs 16:18. It says, "Pride goes before destruction, and a haughty spirit before a fall." Pride is a high. The meaning of pride is a high or an inordinate opinion of one's own dignity, importance, merit, or superiority. Whether as cherished in the mind or as displayed in conduct, whether craving compliments, fearing our own image, or entertaining an overly critical view of ourselves, pride can be both glaringly obvious and deceptively sneaky. In Proverbs 6:16 through 19, God lists six things he hates. One is a prideful look. Pride seems to be, it seems to be the opposite of humility. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, "Therefore let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." Prideful people think they stand. They put more value on what they've done, not on what God has done. Oftentimes we come to God in need of something. It often takes a tragedy or heartbreak, unfortunately, for people to come to God. But then God begins to restore them. He gives them new jobs, restores relationships, heals them, etc. Their quality of life begins to change. And if they're not careful, though, they begin to forget that God did what God did for them, which leads to this prideful look. Prideful people often compare themselves to others. They think they are better than the other person. They judge others, and this leads to destruction, the scripture says. Destruction in the Bible can mean sudden death. It can also mean economic ruin, lost resources or jobs, and render powerless, ineffective. I've personally seen people that become prideful, and then out of nowhere, it seems like nowhere, they lose their family, business, or even ministry. Some even lose their lives. Destruction is not a good thing, and a prideful person, that is their destiny. Prideful people are constantly talking about their achievements. They talk about themselves a whole lot. Prideful people are those that put more trust in themselves and in their abilities than on God. The verse goes on to talk about a haughty spirit. A haughty spirit is one which makes people think of themselves more highly than they are supposed to. People have this spirit will often show the attitude of being better, smarter, or more important than others. They will display an attitude of superiority and disdain for other people they believe to be lesser than them. This to me is an ugly spirit. People want the best. They want the best seats. They always want to be honored above others. They feel that they have all the answers and project this through their attitudes. Haughty people parade what they have or what they have done in front of others, so they seem more important than they are. The Pharisees were haughty. They prayed louder, dressed different, and boasted about their giving. Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Some today have this spirit. I heard a guy recently say, "God has been good to me, but I've been just as good to him and his people." This is a haughty religious spirit, and God does not like this kind of behavior. Matthew 6:3 says, "But when you do a charitable deed, don't let your left hand know what your right hand's doing." In other words, don't brag about what you're doing. Let God reward you. Now, the idea is not to fall according to the scripture. The Bible talks a lot about being humble in spirit. It is great to do good things for others. Don't get me wrong. It's great to do good things. It's great to give and to encourage others. But we need to realize God is the one that rewards. We work on our jobs. We don't need to boast about what we do, but trust God for the promotion. God always takes care of us. When we look in 1 John, it talks about there's three areas of sin. There's the pride of life. There's the lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, and then there's the pride of life. Pride of life oftentimes can be more subtle. You know, I know a lot of people disguise pride with bragging about what they do. And then they say, "Oh no, I'm not bragging about me. It's all about God." But yet there's a lot of I's in there. I used to, I am, I give. And the reality is we need to realize that pride, the opposite of pride is humility. And humility is what God desires. Be humble in spirit. One thing I always used to do when I started ministering, and people would give me accolades. They would say, oh, you did great. And if you're not careful, especially as a young minister, you can become prideful. So what I would do is I would say, oh, thank you, praise God. And then I would go home and I would offer that accolade to God. I'd say, God, they said it was great today, Lord. And I know, God, I couldn't have done it without you. So, Lord, I give this to you. I thank you for that accolade. I thank you, God, that it ministered to those people. So today, I just want to thank you again for listening to our podcast. You can go to our website, TonyHenley.org. Please push the subscription button on our podcast. We're on a lot of different areas. You can go to our website. You'll see where we're at, TonyHenley.org. We're a nonprofit, so if you want to donate to our ministry, you're more than able to do that. We are a 501c3, and we'll give you a tax receipt. You can go to our website and do that as well. So God bless. Thank you so much for listening. Till next time.